With a Westbred Wheat Report, we're joined by Westbred Technical Product Manager Justin Berg. As soon as Mother Nature cooperates, we're going to have wheat seed in the ground. Justin, what should be top of mind for these farmers?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I've been hearing some reports of some wheat going in the ground around the region, which is good to see. You know, as farmers are getting ready to get that seed in the ground, make sure they're working with their retailers on that seed count to make sure they're getting down around 1.5 million plants per acre. So if they work with their retailers on that seed count and seed size, they can work out what that comes out to for pounds per acre through their drills. Once again, also suggest growers make sure they're getting that seed in the ground at about an inch and a half deep into that nice soil.
Soil's still pretty cold.
You know, I would recommend growers trying to wait until around that 40 to 45 degree soil temp before they start putting that wheat in the ground. Once those nice days come around, you know, we see those 50 degree soil temps, that's, you know, we'll be rocking and rolling then.
Is seed still available for the farmers making last-minute decisions?
Yeah, anything, as far as last-minute decisions go, if farmers are still looking for some seed, make sure they're talking to their retailers about Westbred. I know WB9590 is really tight supply around the Red River Valley, but also WB9479 and WB9719. I know there's quite a bit of seed available for those varieties around the valley.
Justin Berg, Westbred Technical Product Manager. Find out more at westbred.com.